Bishus, Moirai v'Raboisai. The Medrash Keheles brings the pasuk. Shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dovara. Shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dovara. Zu Esther shahisa asuka bebir chametz. That Esther was being Isaac and Beer Chametz. It's going on. Balaila Hahu. Nodad Ashnas HaMelech. The story of Purim, which we know happened on Pesach. And we're holding now in the interim days between Purim and Pesach. And the Nes of Purim happened that Mordechai said that they should have a fast for 3 days. Sumu alai al toichlu val tishtu shloishi yomim. And this Be'etzem happened on Pesach. There was a Gezeirah. They knew that there was a Gezeirah that was for the next year. 11 months later, there's supposed to be a Gezeirah, Yud Gimel Adar. But Mordechai intervenes and he doesn't want to postpone it. Already now in Nisan, as soon as the Pirsum of the Gezeirah came, he wanted to make a Tzoim to be Ma'oirer, to be Mevatel the Gezeirah. And the emes is, on that night, Esther is doing beer chametz. She's getting rid of chametz. Chametz is gaiva, right? Chametz is yeshus. Yeshus is gaiva. Vashti is the same letters as yeshus. It's also gematria, but it's more than that. It's the same letters. The oisi is yeshus. Esther is the opposite of that. Bastora, and she's doing beer chametz. And it's interesting, there's a pasuk in Yeshua, Perek Hei, Vayoichlu me'avur ha'aretz mimachras ha'pesach, matzois koloi be'etzam ha'yam hazeh, vayishbois hamon mimachras, that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael on Tes Zay on Yud Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter Zayin Adar, the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, but they didn't eat yet from the Chodosh. Vayishbois Hamon, the Mon Shebekleim was ended on Tes Zayin. Then they started eating mi Tvuas Haaretz, mi Tvuas Eretz Kanan. The Chasam Sofer brings, and there's Makairis to this in Rishonim already, the Rosh I think, and other Rishonim. Vayishbois Hamon mi Machras, you could read it a little different. Vayishbois Haman mi Macharas. Haman was mushbat. He was put to rest on Macharas HaPesach because the 3 days of the fasting was Yud Gimel Yadalat Tezvav or Yadalat Tezvav Tezayin. And Tezayin is the day that Haman gets hanged. The Eser Bonov is not hanged until a full year later on Yud Gimel Adar. But Vayishbois Haman mi Macharas. So we have two things here. We have Vayishbois Haman mi Macharas and Vayishbois Haman mi Macharas. And Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to see that these two inyonim are Meshach Shaychi, and it's Meshach Shaychi also to the inyonim of Esed Eicholoise, for those that are learning the Sugis and Yevamis. All of it will come a little bit together. But as we mentioned, the emesis, the Nes of Purim, happened on Pesach, and not just the Etzem Nes, the Venahapechu that happened, Mamash, on Tezai and Nisan, Vayishbais Haman Mimacharos, 7 years earlier, the Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz makes a cheshbin, if it says that the Suda of Achashverish was 180 days and then 7 days in Shushan, and he makes a cheshbin that if the Suda started Rosh Hashanah Mistama, because Malchi Umisa'olam start from Tishrei, the Shnas Sholosh Lamalchusa Mistama, it started on Rosh Hashanah, he works out that the cheshbin is that punct when he tells Vayoyim Hashvi, Kitoy Leva Melech Bayayin, he asks Vashti to come, it's Vashti says, I'm not coming out. Ichab Yotzeit. Vashti was the daughter of Belshazzar, and Belshazzar was killed al yidei Malchi Modi Aparis. He saw the handwriting on the wall. We know the story. And she says, I'm not coming out, I have yartzeit. And be'emes, it's a good excuse. She shouldn't have gotten killed. Nor vayoymer ha-melech lachachomim yoydei ha-itim. Yoydei ha-itim is the ones that knows the calendar. He made a cheshbin. It's an Ibriyar that year. The Nes of Purim happened on an Ibriyar Bepastis, like many. And also that, 7 years early, that story. So it was Ibriyar. So that was the Cheshbin. She says, you don't have an excuse. Vos Retzla, you have Yartzeit. It's not Yartzeit. It's not Tezvav Nisan. It's Tezvav Adar Beis. 7 years before Purim. Aber Hosnishkin, Teretz Hosnishkin, Nishkin Amasla. And that's why she was killed. Now, on this Inyan of Vayishbois Haman Mimacharos, we said, so the Yidden are fasting, and there's a fascinating Diyak. Esther invites Haman and Achashverosh to two seudos, but if you look at the Megillah, the first seud it says El Amishta Asher Asisi Loi, and on the second day it says Asher Es Elohem. Says Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz Moiridik. The erste seudo was on Tesvov Nisan, Yom Tif. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Only for Eichel Nefesh Lachem. Esther is fasting. Achashverosh is a goy. Who is she preparing the food for? Haman. Haman is an Eved Knaini. As a din of a Yid, you can prepare food for him. So it says, Asher E'eseloi. But the second Suda was already Tezayin. It's Chol HaMoed. Sveik at the Yoyma in Bovel, in Shushan, you have to know. But then already it could be Asher E'eselohem. Now we know the Gemara says in Megillah, Vayavar Mardechai. Vayavar Mardechai, Shehaviram Bitsoin, that they didn't even eat matzah that year. I heard, this is not in the Gemara, but there's a drash that it says, Tzumu alai, al toichlu v'al tishtu. What's tzumu alai, al toichlu v'al tishtu? If it's a tzoim, what's al toichlu v'al tishtu? So I heard once the brisker mahalach is, because they only fast on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, and azoi, stamazai on a tzoim, there's no shir on a tzoim. Someone once asked the Rosh Hashiva, why there's no shir? He says, v'amadoch medaf essen. Yeah, so a tzoim, b'derech klal, you do eat. So here he was saying, no, tzumu alai, al toichlu v'al tishtu. In Yonenu, al toichlu means al toichlu matzo. The al tishtu means al tishtu dalit koisis. That ad kedekach Mordechai was oiker the Indian of matzo. Doiraisa, be'erev toichlu matzos that year. Why? Ad kedekach. And this is brought down with halacha, the Magen Avraham in Simin Tov Tzadik brings that there's a special minig to make a suda on the second day of Pesach, Sudas Esther. But this is the big pella. Why was Mordechai oiker the mitzvah of matzah? And also you'll tell me because there's a gevaldik gezeirah and there's a need. But the gezeirah is not for 11 months. What's the rush? Was Eiltman? You could make the tzoyim bein azmanim, end of Nisan, a few months later. Was Eiltman dafke to do with Anel Pesach to the extent that you're going to be oiker the mitzvah of matzah? So I saw one shot. Mordechai wanted to be matiach dvarim klapi maila, klapi the bashefer to say, there's going to be a gzeira, they're going to kill all the yidden, there won't be matzah anymore. There won't be geba cook viva the velt ice cook, and how the world would look if there won't be matzah. But another pshat is, and we know that Leil Tesvav Nisan has tremendous koiches, tremendous power, tremendous. We know so many things in history going through all the way. There's a pizman at the end of the Haggadah, we say it. Ozrev Nisim, so many things happened on Leil Shimurim, Shamaruba, from Tchilas Abriya, Leil Tesvav. Yes, we do mitzvahs, matzah dalat koiches, but Leil Tesvav be'etzem has koiches. Mordechai wanted to utilize those koiches and make the tzoyim dafka on Pesach. Another knech is also, not only to utilize, he wanted to show koich of Amunas Chachomim. The Yidden didn't listen, and they went there. When Nenem is Sudas Achashverosh, the tikkun is that the Gedolim say, this year there's no matzah dalat koiches, and Klal Yisrael listened. And that gufa was going to be the tikkun, Shaloi Haminu Lechachomim, that the Maimon Lechachom. But I want to speak out, there's an interesting machloikis, Reb Chaim Oizer and the Chazanish on this Inyan, because what we're going to see is, maybe they did eat matzah. Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer, he brings, and the Makar in Chelek Beis, Tshuva Chafalif in Achiezer, and Be'emes, the Makar is already in Aruch Haner, that he wants to say that in fact, the Yidden did eat matzah that year. They did eat matzah. A kezayis. Bitzimtzum. Because a tzoim, we know from Yom Kippur and Bechlal, by union of tzoim, is shiris koiseves. Aber be'etzem, a kezayis is not on par with the shir of tzoim. And yes, it was tzumu alai, and this is without the knech of al toichlu that we tried mavarning before. That's not a gemara, that was a hisafa. The gemara just says, vayavar mordechai, sheheviram, heviram bitzoim. But you could say that after they ate a kezayis, because it's not a shir of tzoim, it's not a stirat tzoim. No, Reb Chaim Oizer asks, but what about chetzi shir? Harei, if you make a neder to make a tzoim, it's chal the neder, and even though the neder of tzoim l'chayra means you're not going to eat a koiseves, aber chetzi shir osim in atoira. And if chetzi shir is osim in atoira, that should also be a sibah that you can't eat the kezayis matzah because of the tzoim. So Reb Chaim Oizer said a moira de kechidish. He says like this, whenever a person makes a neder, koinam alai matzazu, koinam alai kikarzu, why do we say that you're not allowed to eat it? Why don't you say, essay doicha loisasei, yovai essay of matzah, the yidche lav of tzoim. Interesting issue, whether the mitzvah's essay of matzah is doicha tzoim. This is the shtel. Says Reb Chaim Oizer like this, the Rishonim asked this in the Dorim, and there's a few different mahalchim, But there's one mahalach in the Ritva, in the Dorim, other Rishonim also bring this idea, the reason why the essay of matzah is not doicha, the loisa say of neder, is because by neder, besides the loisa say of loyachal dvaroi, there's also an essay of kecholayotze mipiv yaseh, and ein essay doicha loisa say v'essay. And that's why when there's neder, the essay can't be doicha. Says of Chaim Oizer a chiddush, you have to know the makar for this, but he wants to say that in chetzi shir, osam in ha-toyrah, chetzi shir, there's only a lav. There's no essay by chetzi shir. And since by chetzi shir, there's only a lav, so hadar dino that the mitzvah's essay of matzah could take bidoicha the lav of nether. And Klal Yisrael, in fact, did eat chutz or kezayis betzimtzum that night of Pesach, the year that the Nes of Purim happened. They, in fact, did eat a kezayis. That was the pilpul that's gedrukt in Achiezer, Chelik Beis, Tshuva Chof Aleph. It's Yedua that the Chazon Ish had sich getroffen more than one time with Reb Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer knew already. The Chazon Ish was a younger man in Vilna. The Reb Chaim Oizer understood and saw that this is going to be the Edrei Lagadlus. And we know Mamish now in our door, Mamish just plutzling a few weeks ago, the Chazon Ish's nephew, who was Mamshich B'darkei, that he sat in his house and learned, and Misham Teitzei Torah, Kipshutoi. But the Chazon Ish in Vilna already treffed sich with Reb Chaim Oizer a few times. And on this shtickle, he said, it's a beautiful pilpul, you can make a hanocha that by a chetzi shir, there's only a lav, esi da chaloisa say, all nice, but it's keneged a gemara in Yevamis, daf kuf chof aleph. Kuf, not daf chof aleph, 100 blot later. Daf kuf chof aleph, frek the Chazon Ish, it's keneged a gemara. What does the gemara say? Sorry, the gemara talks about a person that's an aguna, and the husband disappeared, you don't know if he died or not, there's a whole arichas there, and the person fell into a bar. Can you assume he died? And in the middle of the Shakla Batari, the Gemara says, there was a story once, a guy was in a bar for 3 days and three nights, and you're going to tell me for sure that he's dead, and you could be matter the Isha. No, there was a Maisa Shahoya that the guy did survive. The Gemara says, you can't bring a Raya there, it's a Nes. A whole Shakla Batari, what I'm focused on is this line, though. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring a Raya, Maisa Nisim Shiny. Fret the Gemara, Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph. What's the Nes? Ilema, because he was in the bar for 3 days and three nights, and therefore survived without eating and drinking. It's not true. You could survive without eating and drinking anything for 3 days and three nights, says the Gemara, not from scientific experiments, but from a pasuk in Tanakh, in Megillas Esther, that it says, Thumu alai, al toich leval tishtu, and therefore you see you could survive without food and drink bichlal. Zok, the Gemara, you taka right, I'm a furish a pasuk that you could survive, and that's not a nace that the guy survived, but rather the guy was in the bar, he had to hold on and wasn't able to fall asleep even for 1 second, and that we know, the Gemara says there, and in the Durham and other places, that's an impossibility to survive without sleep for 3 days and three nights. Ha come on, frek the Chazon Ish. Whatever pilpul you want to say that there was a kezayis with a esli doicha, with a shtickel, with a chaim oizer, with an achiezer, with a baruch ner, but that means he ate a kezayis. So then you can't bring a raya from there that you could survive without any food. Maybe in a chanami it's bilti efshari, it's not possible to survive without food and drink bechalal for 3 days. By the story of the Megillah, it was Pesach and they ate a kezayis. They ate a kezayis. What's the raya? So what's the pshat? Why not esi doicha loisei? Zog ha-shtikl toira, maybe that. There's no esi doicha. There's other mahalchim why there's no esi doicha by a neder, because Isser Chefza can't have dechia. Essay of Gavra is not doicha lav of Chefza. Other mahalchim will say that there is an essay by Chetzi Shir, or a lav that B'derech Klal has an essay, the lav is Mochomer, or Komen e-shtikl toira machnitois. But you can't tell me that Lemaisa, they ate the kezayis of matzah. So, someone once told me, maybe the nusach is, since the Shir of Tzoyim is Koseves, if you could survive with just a kezayis, you could survive with nothing. Less than kezayis is garnished. Oh, but I think that teretz is garnished. And also, a Lamdan told me this week, it's a teretz like this. You're right, they did eat a kezayis. But Harei, there was a tzoyim. What was the tzoyim? That they were makabel tzoyim for 3 days and three nights. If it's impossible to survive for 3 days and three nights, then azak kabolas neder shouldn't be chal. And don't be a chacham and say they know Pesach is coming. When you make a neder, you're not going to eat 3 days. You're not looking at the calendar. Maybe it's Tishrei. Maybe it's Kislev. You're making a neder, you're not going to eat for 3 days. Such a neder can't be chal. Granted, it's true that it's treftzik with Pesach and you will eat a kezayis. So, but the neder wouldn't have been chal. The Gemara's raya is that if you can make a neder, tzumu alai, shloi shiyomim, and it's not called nidrei havoi, that's a raya you can survive without food bechalal. But the emes is that they did eat a kezayis. Ulai. But that's up upon him the vikuach of the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Oizer Lagabe essay of matzah being doicha the lav of neder. Now, interesting enough, what? What they have matzah also? Yeah. Gaman even aroisei otzum kain. Now, we talked about the essay of matzah being doicha the lav of neder. But interesting, and this is a topic I want to go into now, we have to go into now with the Toysim Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches about the Isser of Essay of Matzah against the Isser of Chodosh. And just, if you're keeping track, it's interesting, it's the same words we started with. Vayishvois Haman Mimacharos and Vayishvois Haman Mimacharos. We spoke about Vayishvois Haman Mimacharos, that the Nes of Purim happened on Pesach, and whether the Mitzvah's Essay of Matzah is Doich Halav of Neder, and we behandled that with a little bit. That was Chetzi Shir, or a Shlish. And now the other Hal B'Shir is going to be about the Mitzvah's Essay of Matzah against the Lav of Chodesh. Hare, the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayishvois Haman Mimacharos, and the Gemara in Kedushin explains that the Emes, the Yidden weren't able to eat until they were makar of the Karban Omer. The Emes is the Gemara brings here in Kedushin Lamed Ches Machlokes Tanoim, whether the Essay of Chodesh, the Lav of Chodesh was only Maschil La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva, which means for those 14 years they were able to eat Chodesh still, or no, the Lav of Chodesh starts already right by Knisos and Loretz. Loit the man the Omer that the Lav of Chodesh starts right away when they entered Eretz Yisrael, so that's why they had to wait. Fred Toysis, a famous Toysis, Kedushin Lamed Ches, he brings the Kasha from the Yerushalmi. Be Yerushalmi Maksha, Lama Lo Yachlu Matzah, Mechadosh, why couldn't they eat on Leil Tesvov that year when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Matzah made out of Chadosh. Yovoi Esei, the Be'er of Toychlu Matzois, the Yitche Loisasei, the Chadosh. Why don't you say Esei Doicha Loisasei? Zog the Yerushalmi Tuturutzim, Toysis brings, the Eretz Teretz is, Ein Esei, the Koidim Hadibur, Doicha Loisasei, the Achar Hadibur. The Mitzvah of Matzah is an Esei Koidim Hadibur. The Lav of Chodesh is only La'achar Adibur, and an Essay Koidim Adibur has less Yechoilas to be Doicha. Interesting, it's a stira to a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei Amidbeis, by the Gemara learning out, attempting to learn out, Essay the Chaloisas Sheyesh Bakaris from Pesach, Tomid, and Mila, and the Gemara's Dichoy is that no, you can't learn out from Pesach, Tomid, Mila, because Pesach, Tomid, Mila is Koidim Adibur, and Koidim Adibur has more Koyach to be Doicha. The fact that Pesach, Tomid, Mila is able to be Doicha is Davka because it's Essay Koidim Adibur, more Koyach to be Doicha. Maybe it's a Machloikis, Bavli Yerushalmi, maybe there are various other Turutsim to this Kasha, but that's not what I'm going to go into. The Yerushalmi Akaponim says that the Baal, the Mitzvah of Matzah is an Essay Lefnei Adibur. So, thank you. So it's Essay Lefnei Adibur, so That's why it's not able to be doicha. Tosfos brings another teretz. Inami yeshloimar gezeira kizayis rishon otu kizayis sheni. That you know you're going to be eating this matzah. You're only having esed doicha loisa on exactly a kizayis. But if you'll eat a second kizayis, now you have iser of chadosh and you don't have the mitzvah of matzah anymore. You were already yoitza the mitzvah of matzah. One kizayis is enough to be yoitza the mitzvah l'chayra. After that, it's not a mitzvah anymore. And therefore they made a gezeira, you shouldn't eat even the first kezayis. There's a lot of kashas here, we'll start actually with the fear kashas. The erste kasha is, the plan of this Yerushalmi is to eat matzah made out of chodosh, using the concept of essay, of Be'er of Teichlo Matzahs, being doicha the lois essay of chodosh. Thank you very much. So the shaila is like this. What if you don't exactly eat a kezayis? What if you eat more than a kezayis? If you eat two kezayisim, then you certainly have a problem. But the truth is, even if you eat a kezayis and a half, or a kezayis v'oid, the extra beyond kezayis has isr chadosh, doesn't have a mitzvah of matzah. What if you eat less than a kezayis? You eat three quarters of a kezayis. Chetzi shir, osr min ha-toyrah. And you're going to be over the lav of chadosh. When chetzi shir is osam in a Torah, by the way, for the record, you're mamish over the lav. It's mamish a lav deiraisa. The shir of kezayis is only le'inyan oinish kepshutoi. The lav of chadosh, not a zaita ge'isser, not a derabonan, and not even a zaita ge'deraisa ge'isser. There's the isser of chadosh on less than a kezayis. No. So what if you'll eat only three quarters of a kezayis? How do you know you'll eat exactly a kezayis? Eif shel etzamtzein. You'll tell me you'll get exactly a kezayis. Ver zokt. Maybe it will be a drop less, maybe it will be a drop more. Another kasha. Let's say you mamish going to be mitzamtzem exactly a kezayis. What's a kezayis? You know, it's a machlokes, chazanish and Reb Chaim Noah. But you'll say that in the zman of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's Fardem, they knew exactly what a kezayis was. Name. The Gemara says, Bimei evloi shel Moshe nishtakhu shloishes alofim halochis, amongst them the halochis of Shiurim. So they punked around and didn't even know what a kezayis was. So if they don't know what a kezayis is, how could they use Esed HaChaloysa say? Maybe you'll eat less and you have Isser Chodosh without the mitzvah. Maybe you'll eat more and on the extra you have the Isser Chodosh. And don't tell me you'll be mitzamtzeim because ef shel mitzamtzeim, and even if ef shel mitzamtzeim, but bimei evle shel moisha, they don't know what a kezias is, that's already four kashas. We'll add a few more. Let's say you know exactly what a kezias is, and you can be mitzamtzeim, you have it, genoy, and you're going to eat the kezias of chadash. All right, it takes 15, 20, 30 seconds to chew le'isa and belia and eat the matzah. While you're eating the matzah, when you eat chetzi kezias, you're being over an isra of chadash. Chetzi shir asa min ha-toyra. You don't have the mitzvah of matzah yet. So even after I avoided all the other issues, but how could I eat a matzah, a kezias of matzah shel chadosh? As I'm eating it, I'm being over chadosh, and I don't yet have the mitzvah of matzah. That's a bomb kasha. One other kasha we'll start with and then start building up. Let's get started. It's showing sight. There's a Gemara that says in Chulin that based on a pasuk in Vayeschanon, the pasuk says, "Uvotim aleim kol tov asher loy mileisa uboyreis asher loy chatzavta." The pasuk says, the Chazal learned out that bizman milchama it's mutter anything. Afilu kotli de chaziri. You could go the bnei choyel that are doing now milchemes mitzvah could eat anything, even chazer anything. So why are we nispal from isra of chadash bichlal? You're allowed to use the fact that it's kotli de chaziri. Now, there is Rei Lagabi, the mitzvah of matzah, that even after the first kezias, Lagabi, the kasha that you might overeat more than a kezias, maybe two kezaisin, maybe a kezias and a half, not a problem. First of all, according to the Gra, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah, mitzvah kiyumis, to eat matzah all 7 days. Perhaps, the Stibler is Mayrich about this in Kedushan, there are other Achorinim, maybe a mitzvah kiyumis of matzah is also enough to make Ese Doicha. What's more, even besides the Gra, the Bach says that on Leil Tesvav, besides the first kezias, if you're marbe, kol hamarbe, yeah, kol hamarbe, lechol is mekayim be'erev toichlu matzois, not just the goyim's matzah. You have a toisefes kiyum of be'erev toichlu matzois. But what about the fact that when you only ate the first half of the kezias, you're already being over chetzi shir of chodosh, and you don't yet have the mitzvah of matzah? The Shagas Aryeh brings the teretz and he says, the Gemara says in Yuma, the reason why chetzi shir is awesome in a Torah is because chazil et starufe. And it's a shailon d'achronim, but the Shagas Aryeh is on that chazil et starufe is literal. I mean, you're eating, let's say, a chetzi kezayis of nevela. There's no nevela available within a 40-mile radius, yeah? But when you eat that chetzi kezayis of nevela, potentially, it's right to me it's starved to another half a kezayis. You don't have another half a kezayis. Not on your plate, not betamchoy, and not bechlal, b'chdei achilas pras. You can't get it. But in theory, it could be. And an iser that it's royal, it's sarif, to another chetzi kezayis is already yasser. But zok the shagasari, chazal starufe is real. It has to be royal, it's starufe. Lemoshel, he doesn't say this, but I'll give you a dugma from a famous Rabbi Kveger. There's a Rambam in Onfang Hilchas Chametz Umatzah that says, he darshens a pasuk. Egin ed Rosha, forgot the lashon of the pasuk, but he darshens the pasuk that there's a bazundari alfusa that chametz is yasser even less than a kezayis. We know, eat a kezayis, yichayv koris. But even if it's less than a kezayis, there's a special gzeres hakosov that lo yeochel, I think, that even less than a kezayis you're over. And Allah reinim frega, the noise of Kalim already asked, why do I need a bazundere hispilus of a drosha by chometz? What happened to the algemeiner chetzi shir osam in a toira? And as we explained, chetzi shir is mamash and isser deraisa. There's no chorus, there's no malchus, there's no oinish. But this chetzi shir, why by chometz was it necessary? Harbei nemer al zat, what's negeya for us is one knesh. Rabbi Kveger says a beautiful teretz. He says, imagine if you're eating a piece of chometz, a morsel of chometz, the last second of Pesach. Mamish, the letzte sekunder of the 7th day of Pesach. Or 8 days, but the last second of Pesach. It's not chazil et starufe. Mitzad the gedorim of chetzi shir osim in atoira. It's not chazil et starufe. A second later is already going to be ois Pesach. Next year is not mitzarev. In such a case, als the gedorim of chetzi shir osim in atoira, you wouldn't be over. Avdem zok the Rambam of esdo abazundere din. There's a din that chometz is osir b'mashal. A bazundere din, a doiraisa de kisir, chometz osir b'mashal. Azo yizok Rabbi Kveger, yeah. This is nicht meines, Rabbi Kveger. But at the bottom, you see this idea of chometz the roof. He says the Shagas Aryeh, yeah, murder the kazach. When you're eating this matz of chodosh, what are you worried about? You haven't yet eaten the full kazayas. You're up to a chetzi kazayas. You already have an aveir of chodosh. You don't. If you're going to be mamshich to eat, you're going to climax at a full kazayas, gewaldig. Then you have matzah. Then you have esei doicha. What are you worried about? The whole problem is chazal starufe, that you might get to the full shear. Over here it's foolproof. You won't get to the full shear. Because if you get to the full shear, then you're going to have the mitzvah of matzah. Azoi brengt the Shagas Aryeh svara. But then he's doicha the svara. And I want to b'makdim, that there's a famous expression that people use when they're fighting with their chavrusas, and there's rischa deraisa, and they really not want to be goyrus what the chavrusa is saying, and they say, shtusim mit lokshin. This expression, what you're saying is shtusim mit lokshin. The makar for this expression is from this sugya. Listen carefully. The pella is, and the shakasari himself taps it on. Chodosh is not only usur when it's matzah. Chodosh is anything that's made out of the new flour from the new chitim. You could make matzah out of chodosh. You could make lokshin. I kosh lepesach, yeah, but you can make lokshin. When you're eating that chetzi kezayis of matzah, I know there's a full kezayis in your plate. I know. I respect that. But when you're eating that first half of kezayis of chodosh, don't identify the isur chodosh with the matzah. It's two different inyonim. There's isur chodosh and there's a mitzvah of matzah. That chetzi kezayis of chodosh is chazi litzarufe to lokshin of chodosh that you don't have in your plate, but it's potentially there. So don't tell me that as you're eating the matzah shel chodosh, it for sure will climax into a mutter dike esedoy chaloysin. No, you could potentially eat lokshin of chodosh and be mitzarif, and then it is a problem, and our kasha comes back. So how could there be an issue in the Yerushalmi to say esedoy chaloysa say when you're eating matzah shel chodosh? How can you even handle that? When you're eating the chetzi kezayis, it's already a problem, and you don't yet have the mitzvah of matzah. So we're back to that original question. So there's a lot of Torah here. We'll start maybe what we can chop around in these inyonim. A teretz that's very chaviv by me, that answers most of the questions. You have to halk up which questions and how many we asked. I think we asked about 6 or 7 questions. But it goes like this. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they're in the middle of Milchama, and as we mentioned, there's be'emes a heter of Kotli the Chaziri. So why bechlal is there an issue of Chodesh? Kotli the Chaziri, you can eat Chazer, you can eat whatever you want. Zok the Beis Halevi, the heter of Kotli the Chaziri is only kol zman, it belongs to the Goy. When you go in the Milchama, u'batim aleihem kol tov, it belongs to the Goy, Kotli the Chaziri. But if it belongs to the Yid is koinet, then there's no more heter of Kotli the Chaziri. To be yoytza matzah, we know there's a din of lechem. It says lechem oini by matzah, and there's a gzereshava lechem to chala, and by chala hafroshes chala. It says arisay seichem, and therefore there's a makar that the matzah has to belong to you. So there's a problem. You can't eat matzah and rely on kotli the chaziri, because if it's goy's matzah, you're not yoytza matzah, and if it's a yid's, there's no hatter of kotli the chaziri. Bearing this in mind, not Kanda Beis Halevi, bearing this in mind, there's a gevaldike patent. To such an extent, I have a kash now that the Tosfos appeal, as we'll see. L'chaira, if you're a Yid and you're entering Eretz Yisrael and it's Tesvav, Yudalit Nisan, Tesvav Nisan, and you want to be Yoytza Matzah, but you have an issue of Chodosh and you're trying to figure out what to do, I have a plan for you. Find a local Knaini and go over to him and grab him by the shirt and say, Reb Knaini, Herzu good. I mean, he doesn't have to understand, but I hope the Olam will. You tell the Knaini like this, Reb Knaini, I have an issue here. I need a kezayis of matzah. I don't know what a kezayis is. It was nishtakach b'meyev l'shel Moshe. I also can't be mitzamtzim exactly, and I have a problem of chetzi shir. But Reb Knaini, you're going to be maknami exactly, klapei shmaya, a kezayis. And then you're going to eat a lot. Up to a kezayis, it belongs to the yid. And you have esei doicha. And as he eats beyond kezayis, hodar, the heter of Kotli the Chaziri, because at Kama that he doesn't have a kinyan in it, he still has the heter of Kotli the Chaziri. You have to know if it's shayach for a person to be mocking you exactly a kezayis. If we don't know what a shir kezayis is, it might be totally in the gedarim of Tak Fikai, and Ein Mitzi in Miyadai, because Misafik, if he really can't, he wouldn't be able to money when it's in Torah for that extra piece, because he would be able to say, maybe Verzuk, maybe it's mine. But let's assume you could be mocking someone exactly a kezayis. L'chayr Rabbi said this is a moiridic plan to the extent that I don't understand. Taisa says the reason we don't do Esedai Chaloisa say is Gezeira Kezayis Rishoin Otu Kezayis Sheini. What Gezeira? What's the Cheshash? This plan is foolproof. It's going to work. Be Koina exactly Klapi Shmaya Kezayis from the Goy. Ad Kezayis, it's the Yids. Beyond Kezayis, it's the Goys, and you have Kotli the Chaziri. B'doy Malazeh, I saw the Acharonim say, you have to halt up now a little bit of a cheshbin. If you eat shaloi kedarka by macholas asuris or chazer nevela chodosh chametz, and alternatively by mitzvahs matzah kochim mitzvah achila, when it's achila shaloi kedarka,
We know that achila shaloi kedar kaloi shma achila, you're not over isurin. Are you makayim a mitzvah? Well, the Mishnah Lamelech is mesupik about that on Hilchas Yisoy, the Atayra Perakei Ayin Shom, a 10-page Mishnah Lamelech in the Frankel, there's other girsas. But there's a gemal, the gemoyer, the Mishnah Lamelech, it's kedar to go through. If you will name on though, that maybe it's cholok the gedarim of mitzvah and aveira legabi achila shaloi kedarka, that would also potentially be a plan. Eat matzah shel chadosh, achila shaloi kedarka. Maybe the aveira you won't have, but the mitzvah you will. But it's not so poshut because pashtus it is tali zebezeh. Atkama that it's not an aveira, it's not a mitzvah either. But I found the moir of Rabbi Kiveger based on a Mishnah Melech. It goes like this: besides mitzvahs of achila and aveiras of achila, there's another interesting sugya that the Mishnah Melech talks about. Tumas base habliya of an avelas oif tahar. There's a special tumah if you put an avela of oif tahar in your base habliya. Reb Chaim looks at the nachila. There's other malachim, but when this tumas oif nevela in the base habliya, what if the tumas nevelas oif is wrapped in something? Now there's different kind of wraps. What I want to explain is like this: there's karchai besiv. There's a gemara in Pesachim that talks about if you wrap the matzah in siv, siv is unedible. And it says, if you wrap up the matzah in siv, it's a shayla of the gear, so whether you yoitza. Now, karchai besiv can be discussed by mitzvahs. Are you yoitza, mitzvahs, achilas, matzah, kochim, v'chulei, when it's besiv? And alternatively, are you over aveiros, if it's in a siv? Klares the Mishnah Melech, what about if it's edible food? What if you wrap a matzah in lokshin? Yeah, not of chadash, a big lokshin, before you slice. You wrap up the whole matzah in lokshin. You wrap up morer in lokshin. You wrap up kochim in lokshin. You wrap up a chazer, a kazayis of chazer in lokshin. Edible food is also chatzitza. Big machloikis mishoinim, arichas gadlun the Mishnah Melech, sayin hilchis macholas asura, sayin hilchis, like by hilchis taras when he talks about nevelos eftar. Rabbi Kiveger brings, that's Mr. Shloim Eger, it's in Shubas Rabbi Kiveger, but it's a sticker from Rabbi Shloim Eger. Rabbi Shloim Eger brings a Meiridika Chak. He says like this: according to the Shittas, that if you wrap up a food in another edible food, it's also a chatzitza. You're not over chazer if it's wrapped in lokshin. You're not over nevel if it's wrapped in lokshin. You're not over chadosh if it's wrapped in lokshin. On the other hand, you're not mekayim a mitzvah either if it's wrapped in lokshin. He says, but what if you wrap up your matzah in morah? If you wrap up your matzah in morah, says Rabbi Kiveger of B'Chiddush, since morah is meshech shaychi to the matzah, it's not a chatzitza. It goes together. So if you'll eat matzah shel chodosh made at matzah shel chodosh wrapped in maror, here's another foolproof plan for the Tosfos. To the extent that it's a pella, what's the Yerushalmi saying? Gezeira otu. Why? Wrap it up in maror. Mitzad the mitzvah of matzah, maror is not a chatzitza. Mitzad chodosh, as we said, chodosh is a bazunder iser. If you would eat chodosh alenech fenagansir, the maror has no shaychus to it. So the morer will prevent and protect you from being over chadosh, and it will still let you be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Now my idea, I hold it shver, and I want to say a knesh, a little bit of a cheshbon. L'chayr is a migu. Even if you'll accept the whole anach of Rabbi Kiveger, that morer is connected to matzah, so klapei matzah, it's not a chatzitza. And l'gabi other isurim, morer would be. Over on the night of Pesach, when you're eating a matzah of chadosh, and when you're going to get to the matzah, the morer is not going to be mafsikit. So it's not matzik, that piece of matzah, shel chadosh. And the Isra of chadosh should also come back. Zogich in a chenami. But when you get to the full kezayis, you have asidoi chadosh to say anyways. Elamai, you're worried about chetzi shir asim and atayra. This is not correct, this is my yosofa. In chetzi shir asim and atayra, the mora is still protecting you. The mora is only going to stop protecting you when you get to a full kezayis, and then you say that mora is shayich to matzah, and it's not shtering, then chadosh will come back also. Choyzer v'neir, asidoi chadosh to say akol b'seder. I call beseder, but it's shver toisus. That's another plan how to be doicha esed doicha loisus. Now adke dekach, so we have shver. What's toisus teretz there of kizayis mishnah to kizayis sheni? But there's something else. What was toisus first teretz? I want to speak out a moir de kakasha from Rev Meir Shapiro and Shumas Ar HaMeir. Toisus erst teretz was an esed koidem adibor can't be doicha a loisus el achar adibor. What was that chap? That the mitzvah's essay of matzah is the mitzvah's essay of matzah is koydem adibur, and it's not powerful enough to be doicha the lav of chodesh that's lachar adibur. Frekter amoyer dikakasha. On the night of Pesach, you have another mitzvah that's only lachar adibur. There's a mitzvah of sudas yomtiv, and as the mitzvah of sudas yomtiv, you have to eat a kazayis of bread, and avad, you're not eating bread or lakshin, you're eating matzah. So the Chayra on Pesach night, besides the mitzvah to eat matzah, also for Erev Teichel Matzahs, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, also for Ditzudas Yom Tov. And if you'll be mezalzel in this idea, it's a ran in Sukkah that asks, why do I bechlal need the mitzvah of Erev Teichel Matzahs? Listen to a kasha of the ran. Why do I need the mitzvah of Erev Teichel Matzahs? Haray, there's a din of Sudas Yom Tov. And so the Siyantav is not going to be chametz, it's going to have to be matzah. So of course you're going to eat matzah. Why is it necessary Berev Teichel Matzahs? Zokteran, nafkamina matzah ashira, nafkamina lishma, nafkaminas. I see the idea that yes, the emes, every time the night of Pesach, besides the mitzvah of matzah, you have also the mitzvah of Sudas Yomtev. Frek Rameir Shapiro, why didn't they eat matzah shel chodosh? I'm talking about Klal Yisrael, that year, the end of Eretz Yisrael. And we're talking to Yerushalmi's kasha. Why didn't they eat matzah shel chodosh? So Tosfos in his first teretz, Yerushalmi's teretz is because matzah is koydim dibur. Good. Oh, but what about the essay of suda? And that's la'achar adibur. That means you have two essays. You should say shnei essay. Doicha loisa say. Why takanat? Back to the kasha. Why didn't they eat matzah shel chodosh? Implementing the essay of the suda. Yom tiv doicha lav. A bomb kasha. The teretz is. And we're coming full circle. Vayishbois hamon mimocharos. You can eat the mon. Now here's the catch. Mon is good for Sudas Yom Tov, but it's not good for the Erev Teichel Matzahs. It's not a teretz that runs kasha because it's not l'dayrus, but why? Why is mon, we need a plan now. Why is mon good? And mon ended vayishbois hamon the next day. Mon is going to be good enough for the din of Sudas Yom Tov, and it's not going to allow you to eat chodosh, eat mon, right? Not going to say eat cake, but eat mon. But al sedin of the Erev Teichel Matzahs, you won't be able to. So someone told me because the mon was covered with the shichva satal and it was gebrox. I said, no, if it's gebrox, then it's not good for Sudas Yom Tov and it's not good for matzah. We need something that it's not good for matzah, but it is good for Sudas Yom Tov. So there's a lot of tyrus, but the options are maybe it's not matzah haroyal shiva, maybe because it's not chameshes minei dogon, and various other truths in the Rishonim explain why the mon is not ois kehalten for matzah. But even though it's maybe not ois kehalten for matzah, even though it's not ois kehalten for matzah, but maybe it is ois kehalten for Sudas Yom Tov, and that would be a teretz to Meir Shapiro's kasha, legabi Yerushalmi. Zachinu, that we spoke about, esei doicha loisasei the matzah, hen legabi iser chodosh. Earlier we spoke legabi iser neder, legabi vayavar Mordechai, and we explained that Mordechai wanted to use the idea of Leila Seder. I just want to end off the Vizhnitz Rebbe, the Friedeke Vizhnitz Rebbe in the 50s. He said, in Eretz Yisrael, there's an expression, people say, Hakol B'Seder. I don't know how to translate it. It's an attitude. Hakol B'Seder. He said, they're right. Hakol B'Seder. Everything is in the Leila Seder. And Leila Seder, Kol is 50. 50 is the Nun Sha'arim, the highest level. Hakol Baseder, on Leila Seder, a person can reach the Shara Nun, and everything, Kan HaBen Shoyal, every Yid has a right to ask, to the extent that Mordechai was Oiker Matzah, just to utilize the Gevaldike Koyach of what's Tomun in the Leila Seder, we should be Zoicha to be able to utilize it. And I'll tell you that it says in the Haggadah, Yochol Meresh Chodesh, this is not Pashut Pshat, but I heard once, Yochol Meresh Chodesh, someone who can should start preparing himself for Meresh Chodesh. Don't wait, don't procrastinate. Don't let it be a Yisru'u Dele'ela. We should all start and get ready for the Kimei Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Nefloyis Yashakoyach.